Wednesday's discussions ranged from changing how Florida measures student success to guiding administrators on circumventing unions when agreements can't be reached. Here's labor attorney Michael Manamore.
As we think about innovation and as we hear some opposition, it's always good to sit down and negotiate with your unionized workforce and get to an agreement that everyone's happy with. That would be ideal. But if that is not the case, you have options. You have options in the area of management rights, and you also can get to your priority through the impasse process. Thank you.
Wow. That's a good way to make higher education better.
That's Jennifer Proffitt, a Florida State University faculty member and president of United Faculty of Florida. The conversation around collective bargaining came after an earlier discussion about teacher and faculty morale.
I mean, I think it's consistent with Scott's message about jobs, but it also seems that the stakeholders, when it comes to public education or other public goods, that all of the stakeholders cannot be involved, and that's certainly an issue.
The union was not invited to the summit, though some college and university presidents spoke. Governor Rick Scott kicked off the program.
At the end, are we thinking about where we're going? Are we going to be, reflective of what we're doing? What can we learn? Who can we meet? Who can we call on? But challenging everything we're doing with the goal that at the end, our education system in Florida is affordable, is high quality, and every student has the opportunity to finish and get a good paying job.
Scott's Job Summit continues Thursday. It will feature head football coaches from Florida State University, the University of Florida, and the University of Miami in a panel on leadership and teamwork. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.